forming unions. Dr. Dean has the fire and the know-how to turn this country around. Let's give a strong SEIU welcome to perhaps the next president of the United States of America, Dr. Dean.
We have to balance the budget in this country. Because You want social justice in this country? Let me talk to you about what we did in Vermont. We didn't get big, enormous tax cuts when all that money was coming in. We put money aside, we paid off a quarter of our debt, we limited our increase in expenses, but then when the recession came, we didn't cut higher education, we didn't cut K-12 education, we didn't cut anybody else off health care, we didn't cut payments to municipalities and counties, and we still balanced the budget. The very time when the revenues in the state and federal government go down is exactly the time that people who depend on government need the most help. We're not just talking about poor people, we're talking about middle-class, working people who can't send their kids to college because they can't afford the tuition because George Bush gave $3 trillion of our money, if you include the interest costs, to Ken Lay and his boys, all those folks that are writing those big, enormous checks, and raised your tuition, and raised your property taxes, and didn't pay for special education, and didn't pay for No Child Left Behind. I want a president of the United States that is going to do more than talk about education. I want one that's going to invest in education and health care and stop talking about it. Hard-line Democratic trade union audience whooping and hollering about balanced budgets because it shows you who the party of fiscal responsibility is. No Republican president has balanced the budget in 34 years in this country. If you want to trust your hard-earned taxpayer dollars in the federal government, you better hire a Democrat because you can't trust the Republicans with your money. About foreign policy for a moment. Most of you know I didn't support the war in Iraq. Let me tell you why. I supported the first Gulf War because one of our allies had been attacked and I thought we owed them our protection. I supported the Afghan War because 3,000 of our people had been killed and they would have killed more if they could have, and I think we have a right to defend ourselves. But in this case, the President of the United States told us that Saddam Hussein was about to make a deal with al-Qaeda, and that was a big danger to America. I think it's pretty likely that there are a lot more al-Qaeda in Iraq today shooting at our people and blowing up Iraqis than there ever were when Saddam Hussein was killed. Secondly, the President told us that they were buying uranium from Africa. That turned out not to be true. The Vice President told us they were about to get the atomic bomb. That turned out not to be true. The Secretary of Defense told us he knew exactly where the weapons of mass destruction were, right around to Crete and Baghdad, and that turned out not to be true. As Commander-in-Chief of the United States military, I will never hesitate to send American troops anywhere in the world to defend the United States of America. But as Commander-in-Chief of the United States military, I will never send our sons and our daughters and our brothers and sisters to a foreign land to fight and be in harm's way without telling the truth of the American people about why they're going. He found $3 trillion of our taxpayer money to give to Ken Lay and the boys, but he didn't have enough money to pay for Homeland Security for California and San Francisco. He gave away $3 trillion of our tax money, but he didn't have enough money to buy the enriched uranium of the former Soviet Union's weapons stocks, which we're entitled to buy under the Cooperative Threat Reduction Agreement. If that gets in terrorist hands, then we really do have a national defense problem in this country. He had enough money to give $3 trillion of our taxpayers' money away to Ken Lay and the boys, but he didn't have enough money to inspect cargo containers coming into the United States of America, including the port of San Francisco. This president is about to be the first president to allow North Korea to become a nuclear power because he doesn't like the president, he loathes him, and he doesn't want to talk to him. It seems to me that we owe it to defend the United States of America by getting away from a foreign policy based on the petulance of the chief executive of the United States of America.